The 12th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops goes into its third week here at the Vatican. For the past couple of days, the Synod Fathers have been discussing the various interventions on the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church that were made in the first week and a half of meetings. Auxiliary Bishop Pablo Virgilio David of the Archdiocese of San Fernando in the Philippines spoke to Philippa Hitchin about how much Filipinos cling to the Word of God, even when they are abroad.
As far as the Filipinos are concerned, it's like, you know, their faith is almost like the skin. You know, it's like you cannot just, you know, shed it off. And it is their source of strength. It's very unfortunate, for example, with our Filipino migrant workers in Saudi Arabia, where there is no religious freedom, you know. And sometimes they'll have to hide their copies of the sacred scriptures. You know, I know some workers who are downloading through the internet the audio Bible, so that while they're working, their employers might be thinking that they're listening to music, but they're listening to, let's say, the letters of St. Paul or the Gospels, you know. And that's very touching, you know. That's how they survive, you know, the hostile situation where they are in.
What do you attribute to this extraordinary, as you say, sense of the faith in your country? Why has it remained so strong in what is a very secular environment today?
Well, I think Filipinos are very, very deeply religious, you know, and secularism is not really making a very deep dent on our country, in spite of the fact that, it is a plague, I think, secularism anywhere in the world because of a globalized situation. But as far as Filipinos are concerned, the faith and religion, that's really in our soul, in our heart. And we wouldn't want to live a soulless kind of existence, you know. It's like life has no meaning without God, without faith.